Hey guys, this is Anthony, aka Decade Later. Welcome to Sales and Stanzas. Today I'm going to be sitting down with Speculo Language Company founder Jacob Bennett. We're going to be talking about his journey to entrepreneurship and what's coming up with the company. So stay tuned, sit tight, and enjoy the show. Hey guys, welcome to Sales and Stanzas. This is Anthony, aka Decade Later, and I'm here today with Jacob Bennett, founder and CEO of Speculo Language Company. Jacob, how the F are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Awesome, thank you so much. I'm doing fucking great. And we're live here today from El Moro, part of Teatrón, one of the biggest and most successful nightclubs of the Bogota area. We regularly host an event here. I'm the DJ. Jacob is the main MC for what we call Wednesday Slay. It's a open, free event for language exchange and cultural exchange. And we wanted to give them a little bit of a shout out and also know a little bit about Jake and what's going on with him. Jake, let's start off. How did you end up in Colombia?
It's a long story. So initially, the reason that I started teaching English was because I wanted a good way to travel. Came across a couple websites. Basically, they said, you know, get paid to travel, get paid to work, you know, travel to different countries. So I was like, okay, cool. And so I started going through the process. I went to an online school to get my certification for it. And the more I started learning about it, the more I started realizing that this was something that I actually wanted to do as my new profession, my new career. And I found out that I was actually good at it, and I had an actual ability for it. So as I was completing my course, I started looking around at different countries, where to go, talking to people online, asking for recommendations. Everybody said Colombia, it's the first place you should go, easiest place to get a job, easy access, everything else. It's like, okay, cool. So booked my tickets, made my initial plans, started working for a company. Was initially supposed to be here for 6 months, and it's been almost 4 years now, and I'm still loving every minute of it.
That sounds absolutely cool. That's kind of like my journey. I've talked about a bit on the show. Just pack your things, make a jump. You're in your mid-20s. What do you have to lose?
Yep.
A lot of people, in the words of Gary Vee, if you aren't willing to invest 3 to 4 years of your life into something to start a business, then why are you complaining when you're going to a boring job at a desk for 30 years?
Yeah.
So it's really cool that we have that kind of connection in that way. How did you start Speculo?
Speculo started just because I wasn't satisfied with what was currently on the market. I had a lot of experience at the time working with military programs. And these military programs, none of the materials, none of the classes were really relevant. They didn't have anything to do with the soldiers in their everyday lives, everything else. And so, basically the idea for Speculo came around of how can I teach a language with the utmost relevance for the students and not lose any of the grammar, the vocabulary, or the structures that they need. And so that's how it kind of came around, was just trying to find the most relevant and productive way to teach a class, keeping the students engaged, and making sure that they were learning what they needed to learn to be able to live an everyday life.
That's really cool. So you have this really interesting methodology. Could you tell us a bit more about that and why you've seen such success in your students?
Yeah, of course. So the first thing that we do with every student, we do three things. The first thing that we do is we do a learning style test. That way we can see how the student learns the most effectively. Is it a visual manner? Are they more auditory or more kinesthetic? Then after that, we do a very, very intensive interview that covers everything from their work life to their home life to their personality to their dreams, their goals, everything else. And from those two things, that's where we really create most of, I would say 90% of our program for each student. That way we're really hitting the relevancy and making it very personalized for the students. The last thing that we do is just a very standard level test. That way we can find out grammar-wise, vocabulary, structures, where they're at, where they need to improve. Then we fold that into the program that we've already created. And after that, it's up to the student. I mean, we're giving them all the tools and everything that they need to succeed. We're giving them the most relevant information, the most personalized class, and we've had a huge success with it just because every student is fully engaged in every class because they're very interested in what's happening.
That's awesome. That's really great. It's something that I wish when I was learning languages, I took 4 years of Spanish. I worked in kitchens, which you get kind of the street Spanish through that.
Coming from 7 years of hotels, I know exactly what that's like.
Exactly. You learn a lot of really bad stuff. I learned a lot that I know through living here, but I wish there was instruction like this. And it's something that when I even worked in the industry, I kind of tried my best to do because you really want your students to really succeed and you want them to have fun.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, we talked a bit about it. We're having the event tonight, Wednesday Slay. In your own words, what is Wednesday Slay?
Okay, Wednesday Slay, it's a language exchange. The reason that we have this particular language exchange is because after 4 years of living here in the country, not seeing any real language practicing events targeted to the LGBT community, we wanted to create a safe space that was open to everybody, it was productive, it was fun, it was different. And so what we've done is we've taken, you know, the typical language exchange events where people come and just talk and practice, and we've rolled in the methodology from Speculo to make it very personalized. You know, everything that we do, it's themed, it's targeted at the people that are attending the events. We're always taking feedback, and we're providing them, like I said, with a very open, safe space to be able to practice, to meet people, to network, and just have fun.
That sounds really awesome. That's something that I've been married for 7 years, as long as I've been in Colombia. And I live in the very north of the city, which, for those who are not from Bogota listening to the show, that isolates you a lot. And no, as Jake, definitely. As you were saying, you're in the LGBTQ community, it's really hard for a lot of people to find events in a conservative society that way.
Yeah, of course.
As a LGBT entrepreneur, what would your advice be to somebody who wants to kind of break into doing their own thing?
Basically, just go for it. I mean, you have to look past the stereotypes, look past all the discrimination, realize that, you know, you're dealing with people, and if you do it the right way and you do it in a very respectful, efficient, and good way, you're going to succeed no matter what you do. As long as you put forth the effort, it doesn't matter whether you're gay, lesbian, transgender, straight, black, white, it doesn't matter. I mean, as long as you put forth the effort, you work your ass off to do it, it's not going to matter.
Cool. Awesome stuff. One question I always have, especially for teachers, and I always took pride in this myself, talking about not what I did, but what my students did.
Okay.
What would you say, out of all your students, the one that after you taught, which one do you think is the biggest success?
It's very hard to pick one for me, just because, you know, a lot of my students have been groups. But I will, one thing that hit me very hard when I first started teaching was teaching in the military. Because for them, you know, teaching in the military, if they learn English, it keeps them off the front lines. And so it allows them to move into international relations, you know, travel to different countries, be advisors in different countries. And so it was really cool to see groups of students from there, you know, not being on the front lines, but actually going and representing Colombia, representing their country, using English to travel the world and do these different things. I actually have one student right now, I'm still in contact with him today. He's actually working in Fort Benning as part of the Colombian
in
liaison.
In Georgia, correct.
In Georgia.
There we go.
And he's working in Fort Benning. He's part of the Colombia liaison. And he's training. He's in the military university in Fort Benning. And he's rocking it. And he's still to this day, he thanks me every time that we talk.
That is the biggest pride of any teacher. And it was something as a kid growing up, my mom was a teacher, I didn't understand.
Yeah, of course.
And then when I started teaching and students coming back later saying, what you taught me got me here, you're just like, so you're like a parent with a child. I totally got it.
Well, when I was working in hotels and events, you know, that was something that I always took a lot of pride in, was doing the best that I could with events, you know, to make it a very memorable experience. But, you know, it was one night, 1 week. It was something that was very short. And that gratitude, yes, it was very fulfilling. But there's nothing like working with a student for 3 months, 6 months, you know, semester, however long it is. And then seeing them grow and progress and feeling that gratitude come back towards you, there's nothing like it.
Awesome. What do you see down the road for Specula? Let's say 5-10 years, everything goes right, everything hits on all cylinders, which rarely happens in the entrepreneurial world.
Yeah,
but if it does, what would you want Specula to be?
Basically, my main goal for Specula is to be the new cornerstone of language learning. If you look at a lot of the other language institutes, they've been around for 50, 60, 100 years, some of them. And they really haven't changed their methodologies or the approaches that they're using for their language learning. And that's one thing that's really special about Specula is we've created everything from the ground up. We've taken a very millennial almost approach to creating this company. And so, you know, 5 years down the road, I can see us all over Latin America. 10 years down the road, hopefully global, schools in Europe and Asia. Because I think what we've got is something really special, and it's something that could really benefit a lot of people on a very large scale.
Awesome. Closing up, I know you have a special kind of promotion kind of thing going on. Obviously, Wednesday Slay is a free event mm-hmm. to attend. But you do have a promotion going on associated with one of the biggest and most successful nightclubs that we're recording at.
Yes,
could you
course.
Tell us a little bit about the Wednesday Slay punch card?
Okay, well, a little information about Theatrón. As you mentioned in the introduction, Theatrón is the largest gay bar, LGBT bar, in Latin America. And that's everything from Mexico all the way down to Argentina. Huge international global recognition. And we were actually really lucky to be able to partner with them. And the promotion that we have is if you come to our event, Wednesday Slay, 5 times, it's free, just show up, have fun, practice, we'll give you a special voucher. And in the voucher, you get promotional benefits. So the first one is you get preferential entry, which means you don't have to wait in line. And if you've ever been to this bar, you've ever seen this bar, lines can be 30, 40 minutes long. So that in itself is huge. But we also give you one free cocktail.
Nice.
One free cocktail any time of night at the bar.
Awesome. That is really cool. That's awesome benefit, obviously, to go and also to go to a really cool place and to take part in a cool event and meet some amazing people. We get couch surfers coming through.
Yep.
We get local Colombians and... you never know who you're going to see. And tonight, what is the event?
Tonight's event, we're actually focusing on travel. And for October, we've kind of rolled it in, mixed it with Halloween. So we're doing a nice international exploration of Halloween traditions, you know, Day of the Dead, All Hallows Eve, All Saints Day, many, many different things. And we're rolling it in to create very cool, informative environments related to travel.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jacob. It's so great to have you as a part of the Sales and Stanzas podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
And wish
you
to the best of luck.
Thank you.
Awesome. Late at night, the first time in years, I step out to the streets of bodily fluid trash, junk cups that once held poisons of pleasure, and abandoned sidewalks. Businesses shuttered as if they'd never open again. Artists have emerged, cans in hand. It's time to bomb and make their mark.
tribal lines and animal faces, political statements and hidden messages. It's for us to see and read. I don't care about others. It matters what that we can read it. A hidden third language, one in every city of the world, not spoken just by immigrants or natives, but the artist of the night hiding by day. Some say it's a crime, others a nuisance. I find it amazing that something can either signal violence or love, all with the stroke of a fingertip, a hiss of a can, an inspiration of a youth. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Sales and Stanzas. A big, big shout out to Speculo Language Company, especially Jacob Bennett, for attending the show today and sitting down with us. I've worked with them for, probably about 4 or 5 months now, as part of my coaching services and startup sales consulting. Absolutely love what these guys are doing. Been helping them out a lot with their Wednesday event, Wednesday Slay. If you're in Bogota, Colombia, every Wednesday from 6 to 11 at El Muro by Tietron. It's in Calle 59, so 59 with 15, El Muro by Tietron. Awesome language exchange group, cultural exchange group, really cool group of people, very open, very friendly to any member of any community. It's very open, very open-minded, especially to the LGBTQ community, as Jacob mentioned. Also, if you attend the event 5 times, you get a free skip the line pass for Tietron, the biggest, awesomest gay club of all of Latin America. It's really cool club, whether you're gay, straight, or whatever your preference is. Usually the wait's like 40 minutes to get in. You get to skip the line and you get a free cocktail. So come out on Wednesdays and support the group. Also, if you're interested in not just language classes, but learning how to use your language once you've mastered or you're fluent in it, give a big shout out to Jacob and the team. They're a really awesome group of people. They throw the book out literally on traditional language learning, and in a city like Bogota where teachers really come a dime a dozen, you need to have really good quality, you need to have professionals, and you need to have people who've actually not just taught but have lived with that language. They have language services from A1 all the way up to C2 and master's classes. Some of them include marketing master's classes, sales master's classes, interview master's classes. This is not your regular, I'm a coach, I can help you with your... No, this is real stuff. They teach even a really cool bad boy of marketing type of way, inspired by the greats like Gary Vee and John Buchan of Charm Offensive. These guys inspired the team, and now they're going to inspire you, and they're going to take you to the next level. So give a big shout out to Specula Language Company. And if you want any information, we'll have it in the description. Second, it goes to abbygege.com, abbygege.com. Find Chinese art shipped worldwide. Use code word Anthony space Conrad, all lowercase letters, and you will get 5% off your order at abbygege.com. Once again, thank you so much to my guest. Thank you to all of you for attending this awesome podcast. I guess you attended it. But thank you for listening to the podcast. It's been such a pleasure. It's been so much fun. If you are a young entrepreneur, regardless of your location, and you're listening to the show, please send me a message. I'll include my information to contact through my social media on the description. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your story. And even if you're not local, I can call you up and give you big spotlight on what you're doing and find out what you're doing in the entrepreneurial world. This has been Sales and Stanzas.